You ever wonder what America would be like without politics? It's like imagining what your favorite restaurant would be like if they stopped putting poison in the soup. Suddenly, everything becomes possible. Without politics, Americans would probably cure cancer, colonize Mars, and figure out how to make airplane food taste good all in the same week. But instead, we're over here arguing about whether basic infrastructure counts as socialism. Politics is like that friend who makes every conversation about themselves. You could be talking about pizza toppings, and somehow it becomes a 3-hour debate about constitutional law and founding fathers' position on pepperoni. Imagine if we applied the same energy we put into political arguments into literally anything else. We'd have flying cars, robot butlers, and someone would have finally figured out why hot dogs come in packs of 10, but buns come in packs of 8. Without politics, Americans would probably work together like we do during natural disasters. Except instead of rebuilding after hurricanes, we'd be building fusion reactors and solving climate change. But no, we're stuck arguing about whether science is real. Politics turns every solution into a problem. Got a pothole? That's not a road maintenance issue. That's a complex ideological battle about the role of government versus personal responsibility. Meanwhile, your car's axle is broken and you're late for work. Americans are incredibly good at solving problems when politics isn't involved. We invented the internet, put a man on the moon, and created both jazz music and the drive-through window. But ask us to fix a bridge, and suddenly it's a philosophical crisis about taxation and liberty. Politics is like adding politics to everything. You could have a bipartisan agreement that puppies are cute, and within a week someone would be arguing that puppy appreciation is actually a Marxist plot to undermine traditional cat ownership values. Without politics, Americans would probably have bullet trains, universal Wi-Fi, and cities that actually make sense to drive through. Instead, we can't even agree on what color to paint the lines on the road without forming competing committees and holding hearings. You know what Americans can do when politics isn't involved? We can organize a Super Bowl that runs like clockwork, coordinate Black Friday shopping like a military operation, and somehow get millions of people to show up at the right place at the right time to watch fireworks on the 4th of July. But ask us to fix healthcare, and suddenly we're all constitutional scholars with strong opinions about the Commerce Clause. Politics turns every common sense solution into a partisan football. We should fix this broken thing. Well, which party proposed fixing it? Does it matter? Everything matters! This is about the soul of America! No, Karen, it's about the broken streetlight. Without politics, we'd probably have figured out how to make vegetables taste like pizza, invented teleportation, and found a way to make Monday mornings pleasant. Instead, we're debating whether acknowledging that Monday exists is an attack on the weekend. Americans are amazing at innovation until politics gets involved. We can put a computer in our pocket that's more powerful than what sent astronauts to the moon, but we can't figure out how to count votes without 3 months of conspiracy theories and lawsuits. Politics makes everything harder than it needs to be. Want to build a playground? That's not a community project. That's a zoning hearing, an environmental impact study, and a 12-month debate about whether swings promote dangerous risk-taking behavior in children. You know what's wild? Americans can coordinate complex supply chains to get fresh strawberries to Alaska in January, but we can't coordinate a simple election without it looking like a rejected reality TV show concept. Without politics, Americans would probably solve traffic jams, invent calorie-free chocolate, and figure out how to make small talk genuinely enjoyable. But instead, we're stuck in endless debates about whether stop signs are government overreach. Politics is like that person who insists on reading the terms and conditions out loud before anyone can use the Wi-Fi. Before we fix this obviously broken thing, let's spend 6 months discussing the theoretical implications of fixing things in general. Imagine if Americans put the same effort into solving actual problems that we put into arguing about problems on social media. We'd have cured aging, perfected weather control, and someone would have finally invented a way to fold fitted sheets properly. But no, here we are, the country that invented flight, democracy, and the cheeseburger, paralyzed by debates about whether facts are partisan. It's like having a Ferrari and using it to argue about whether cars should exist.